in every part of Minnesota. Numbers, case numbers for COVID-19 are rising, and as the infections rise, so do the hospitalizations. And we've been wondering how the hospitals that serve our communities are doing. So we reached out to the Sanford Bemidji Medical Center to check in with Dr. Colleen Swank. Dr. Swank is a pediatrician and Sanford Health Vice President of Clinics in Northern Minnesota. Good morning, Dr. Swank.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Are a lot of people coming in for testing at Sanford Medical Center in Bemidji?
We have tested a lot of people up to this point. I think we've had more than 13,000 that we've tested since the beginning.
Wow, that sounds like quite a few. Under what circumstances should a person come in to get a test?
So we recommend people test if they're having symptoms of COVID, and so hopefully people know what those are by heart by now, but fever, cough, shortness of breath, congestion, runny nose, gastrointestinal symptoms, fatigue, chills, just about anything is a COVID symptom it feels like, but the most common ones are still the fever, cough, you know, the cough and cold symptoms, sore throat.
Yeah. Does a person need a doctor's order to be tested?
They do for us at Sanford, but all you have to do is call in and explain that you are having symptoms, and then they typically will direct you to our drive-through site. But to get tested, you do need to have an order, just so that we know who it is that we're testing and so that we can make sure the results get back to you.
Yeah. When are tests available?
Tests are available Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and then 8 to noon on Saturdays.
You know, we have been conducting interviews with candidates around our area, as you might imagine, because we have an election in a couple weeks. And we're hearing from a lot of politicians that the governor has overblown COVID-19 and that especially small towns and rural places, you know, shouldn't have to live under a mask mandate because it isn't really a problem. What do you think from what you're seeing in this area?
So I would say that this virus is not political at all. This virus is, we need to treat it with the science. And so I think that because we don't have a lot of other options, masking and trying to keep physical distance are the best tools that we have in our toolbox.
Yeah.
They're not perfect, but we definitely see decreased transmission when people are following those rules. And certainly in northern Minnesota, in the rural areas, we were not seeing cases at the beginning, but we certainly are seeing them now. And that's the thing, is the virus doesn't know whether you live in a city or whether you live rurally. Eventually, if given enough time, the virus will find us. And that's true with any viruses. It was the same with chickenpox or, you know, every year with influenza virus.
I know Sanford has made some preparations for dealing with COVID cases. Can you detail what those are in terms of hospital capacity?
Yeah, so we have been planning for this since the beginning and brought our whole team together. We've added a unit called the special care unit, where when we reach a certain number of COVID positive patients that we have to care for in the hospital, then we can move those patients to that area. We've also beefed up our capacity in our ICUs as well.
How many people can you accommodate?
We can accommodate right around 35 to 40 patients,
okay,
depending on what their needs are.
Right, because everybody has to be different, and you're talking about the difference between somebody in the ICU and somebody who doesn't need that intensive care, right?
Correct. And you'll remember that at the beginning, when we first were hearing about this, there were quite a few people with COVID that were on the ventilators. And the standard of care has changed. And so patients are not needing to be ventilated on the ventilators. And so right now, we only have 2 patients that are on a ventilator.
So, and I've heard, too, that if you have rooms, it is good. I don't know if it's required, but to have airflow go a certain way, do you have to equip rooms differently for COVID patients than other ones?
Yes, absolutely. So all of our rooms that a COVID positive patient would be in are negative pressure rooms. And what that is it only allows airflow into the room, not out, and then it exhausts outside. So that way the room next door wouldn't be exchanging air with a room that somebody with an infectious disease is in.
So we just had a story from National Public Radio about Utah and the number of cases going up there and straining the capacity of hospitals. How are we doing in this area, and what do you know about capacity, and, you know, are we stressed?
So I sit on a meeting a couple times a week with hospital administrators from across the state, and we talk about the different health systems, and we talk about where we're at with our total number of beds and total number of patients, both COVID patients and non-COVID patients. And so the state is really doing a nice job. All the systems are doing a really nice job of working together with one another. So if one hospital is short, helping the next hospital, helping them. And so it is definitely, though, it's been busier across the state, not just with COVID patients, but non-COVID patients as well. The hospitals have been very busy.
Do you have enough protective equipment for everyone?
Yes. Absolutely. First of all, I want to say here in Bemidji, we have not gone beyond our capacity. We've not had difficulties with that. And then as far as protective gear, we have had enough since the beginning. There was a lot of really good planning. I think the other thing to remember, though, is that we want to be judicious. And so we're still taking care because we don't know when there could be a shortage. But we definitely have enough to keep our staff safe and to keep patients and visitors safe.
As you look at the map nationally of recent COVID cases within the last 7 days, North Dakota, South Dakota, and then I think it's Montana and then Wisconsin are the highest in the nation. So we're kind of surrounded in Minnesota. Does that impact Sanford and Bemidji? Are we receiving cases from those high states?
I don't think that we've had any specific transfers from other states. We certainly work closely with Sanford-Fargo. And so if we needed to transfer somebody there and they were running out of capacity and they had somebody from the area that they could transfer back, we certainly would take those patients back. But we haven't seen them need us in that way at this point in time.
Is it stressful taking care? I mean, everything I've seen is that it's stressful for doctors, nurses, even all of the support staff in a hospital or clinic to take care of COVID patients. How are you guys holding up?
You know, I think that it's stressful whether you're working in healthcare or whether you're not. I think it's a stressful time for every person. And so I think the biggest thing is to give each other grace. You don't know what the person that has cut you off accidentally in your car is going through, so give them a little grace. Same with the person in line with you, in front of you in the drive-thru that's taking too long, and the cashier that's helping you out. You know, we could just give each other some grace. It's a very stressful time for everyone.
Yeah.
I think the way to cope with it is, you know, making sure that you're getting enough sleep, making sure that you're still exercising, making sure that you're still coming in for your regular appointments if you have a health problem that needs to be taken care of. You know, all of those things is what we need to do. But I am really proud of the physician staff and other care workers here at the hospital. They've really stepped up to make sure that we are able to take care of patients safely.
Yeah. We are talking with Dr. Colleen Swank. She's a pediatrician and Sanford Health Vice President of Clinics for Northern Minnesota. You know, when we think about COVID-19, it can be kind of scary, especially if you're older or you have other conditions. Are you still doing regular routine care at the hospital and clinic?
Yes, absolutely. And we encourage people. At the beginning, I think people were nervous to come in, and they delayed care, and then some conditions worsened during that time. And I just hate the idea of that. And so, you know, making sure that you're getting your routine mammograms and colonoscopies and making sure that you're taking care of your diabetes or your high blood pressure, all of those things are very important.
What are you seeing with kids as a pediatrician? It seems like kids are sort of a mystery with COVID-19. Are you seeing any children with the virus?
Yeah, we definitely have had positive children, or children that are positive with COVID. Some of them will have symptoms similar to adults, but their symptoms tend to be milder. We think that there are probably more that are asymptomatic, but we certainly, not here in Bemidji, but across the country, there have been pediatric patients that have needed to be hospitalized. But again, it's at a much lower rate than for those older than 65.
One of the things we have done fairly regularly is to speak with Cynthia Borgen in Beltrami County Public Health. And we've seen these reports from the Minnesota Department of Health. You know, with COVID-19 and the start of the pandemic, we're kind of slow in this part of the world, but that seems to be changing. What are you seeing as trends as a doctor and an administrator?
So we are noticing that our number of positive cases are going up. You know, for example, I think last week for the whole week, Saturday through Friday, we had 124 positive cases. But yesterday we had 45 positive cases just yesterday.
Wow.
And so we are seeing some increases, definitely.
So, gosh, is there anything you would like to add? I know, you know, a lot of us are tired of the pandemic, but we have a long winter ahead. Do you have anything you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, number one, again, take care of yourself. So make sure that you're getting that care that you normally would need. Make sure that you're getting your influenza vaccine. We don't know what the influenza season is going to be like this year, and we don't know what it looks like when somebody has influenza and COVID at the same time, and the symptoms overlap, and so it can be confusing. So trying to prevent getting influenza in the first place is probably the best thing. If you have symptoms, call and ask questions. You can call in and we can help answer those questions and decide whether you need to be tested or what else you need to do. Also, if you're exposed to somebody who is positive, then that would be another reason to get tested. And an exposure really means being next to somebody for 15 minutes or longer without any protection on, so no mask on would be an exposure.
Well, that's really good advice, and we really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today.
Oh, thank you so much, and I guess, again, the biggest message that I can give is, again, give each other grace. I know that this has been politicized a bit, and it's difficult because there's so many different opinions and things have changed over time, and it's hard to know what's true and what's not. But I think if we just look at each other's point of view and be kind to one another, we'll get through this.
That's Dr. Colleen Swank from Sanford Bemidji Medical Center. And you're listening to the Wednesday Morning Show. We're connecting you to information you can use to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy. And this Friday, we'll be holding our statewide conversation, and that starts at 11:30. And Heidi Holton will most likely be talking with Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. And if you'd like to get in on that conversation, you can submit your questions to COVID@ampers.org.